Kloet met Go Live. NTR Radio 6.
Hi, this is Todd Rundgren, and you're listening to Co Live Radio 6 Soul and Jazz.
Thank you. Sometimes I get so absent-minded, I come off unconcerned. I guess it's true I may have volunteered. I never dreamed that I would end up here. I wouldn't want to take up any time. Just let me know that I have crossed your mind. Are things really the same? And if my expectations are a burden, then I will take the blame. It doesn't bother me to be alone. I've gotten used to being on my own. A little sustenance is all I need. A small reminder that you think of me.
Ping Me van de nieuwe cd van Todd Rundgren, State. Daar ga ik het uitvoerig over hebben. Daarvoor hoorde je een opname die wij maakten op 11 november vorig jaar in Paradiso. En dat was het Metropolecast, onder leiding van Steve Sidwell, met natuurlijk Todd Rundgren als onze speciale gast. Die hoorde Mary and the Holy Ghost. Mary and the Holy Ghost. Welcome Todd Rundgren in our studio here at NTR Radio 6.
Holy moly, here I am.
Here we are again.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm suffering just like everyone else is. I expected I'd be in a open-air cafe, enjoying a beer or something like that instead of totally bundled up. And yeah, it's always great to be in Amsterdam, but this has been
cold.
An adjustment, I'd say. An adjustment.
Yeah, it's not our typical spring, I have to tell you, because as I told you last year at this period, we had a heat wave. So I don't know.
Yeah, and then the summer before that, you got no summer, as I recall.
No.
no summer and not until October, like when I came for the for the first Metropole gig.
So
the first of many.
let's forget about the weather. It's great having you. And I also know that there's a lot of people listening online. So also a special welcome to our international guests. If you have any questions for Todd Rundgren, or if you want to have one of those six CDs that we're giving away, just send an email to colife@radio6.nl. Dus colife@radio6.nl, radio6.nl, als je een gesigneerde cd van Todd wil. En we gaan eerlijk met Todd de e-mails bekijken die binnenkomen om te besluiten wie er een gaat krijgen.
Is dat six CDs or six double CDs?
Actually, it's 12 CDs.
12 CDs, exactly. Yeah. Six double CDs, because it includes the fabulous...
Yes, it's the special
last
deluxe...
Last November's performance with the Metropole.
Yeah.
So.
I hear they're selling fast. Those double CDs.
Could be.
Yeah. Todd's store has run out.
That which store?
Todd's store.
Oh.
Do you know that?
I heard it. Yeah, I heard it.
Todd Rundgren is hier in de studio en we geven dus een paar cd's weg. En hij gaat ook optreden in Paradiso en daar mogen we nog 6 kaarten voor weggeven. 3 keer 2 kaarten. colife@radio6.nl voor het concert op 4 juni. Because the June 4, you are in the Paradiso again.
Once again.
Without an orchestra.
Unfortunately, no.
What are you going to do? What can we
it's
expect?
It's me. Well, we're basically doing the State album and material that sort of fits in that format. It's just me and Prairie Prince on drums and Jesse Gress on guitar.
Mm-hmm.
It's a... kind of like a, you know, I guess you would call it a dance-ish oriented show. In other words, most of the places we're going, you don't sit down unless, you know, you're too infirm to stand. And we generally, you know, kind of slam our way through about an hour and a half of pretty high energy music, much of it from stage, some of it from other phases as well. But it's more of a... I suppose it's a hybridized performance because it isn't strictly EDM. I sing too much for it to be that. So while it has a, you know, kind of EDM underpinnings, it's still kind of the way that I do things. A lot of singing, a lot of, well, not a lot, but a few of more familiar tunes revamped for this particular format.
Oh, wow. Can you give one example?
Could I give one example?
Of a song that you are redoing in this format?
Well, I actually did a, when State came out or comes out, I think it came out or came out, it's or is coming out soon in Japan, they wanted me to do a bonus track because Japanese domestic CDs cost more than imports do. Just, it's always been a bizarre economic thing, so they need something to make their domestic releases more attractive. So I did a medley of... Hello, It's Me, Can We Still Be Friends, and I Saw the Light in a more contemporary style. That'll be part of the show at some point.
Nice. 4 juni, Paradiso, Todd Rundgren. colife@radio6.nl als je daarbij wil zijn. En we geven dus 6 van die mooie dubbel cd's weg. En die zijn echt heel speciaal, want dat is dus die nieuwe Stateplaat... plus de bonusdisc met het Metropolecast. Over het Metropolecast gesproken, we gaan weer even terug naar die 11e november. That setlist was really impressive. Of course, we now had backing singers. Mathilde Santing, Wouter Penderis en Mariska Hekkenberg. And one of the requests we get often is to play Second Wind... To do that with an orchestra, how did that feel?
That was pretty exciting. Although that was a song that we did in the Second Wind phase, I guess it was. The first album in that series was called Nearly Human, and that was when I was touring with sort of a large band, 12 pieces, black background singers and horns, and 2 keyboard players, and so that. Music was kind of made for a larger arrangement to start with. And we had a lot of the keyboard instruments back in the day kind of imitating what an orchestra would do, but it was much improved having an actual real orchestra playing it.
Here it is, Todd Rundgren with the Metropole Orchestra under leiding van Steve Sidwell, Paradiso, 11 november vorig jaar.
Thank you.
junkie's needle. Start thinking feeble. Cowardly lion, the special today is karma yoga. Glued to the sofa. Where was I when we lost power? Where was I when hope was broken? Where was I when evil started? Where was I when lies were spoken? Spy in the house. Need more.
Todd Rundgren en het Metropoolorkest onder leiding van Steve Sidwell. Vorig jaar in Paradiso. Dit stuk staat niet op State, maar daar gaan we zo meteen wel naar terug. Maar eerst heb ik een aantal vragen van luisteraars. We got some questions from listeners coming in, Todd. One of our faithful listeners, Herman Rovers, is asking you, are there any young talents that you would like to produce right now?
That's a question I often get asked over the years. You know, who that's happening now would you like to work with? It's a very dangerous thing to want to do, because unless the people that you're working with really want you to, you know, have your input and to help them do it, what they want to accomplish, help them accomplish what they want to accomplish, then you're in a very compromised position. So I've never actually gone out and asked an artist, can I produce you? Because mm-hmm. I realize that puts me at a disadvantage right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. I want them more than they want me. And so, you know, as a producer, I always, you know, no matter how much there's an act I think I might like to work with, I realize, first of all, that without that sort of reciprocal desire on the part of the other act, it can turn into a complete disaster. And also, you know, you never know. People that you admire musically sometimes aren't that much fun in person. You know, so just simply desiring to work with somebody musically sometimes is a way of getting yourself in big trouble, you know.
We also got an email in from Keiko.
Oh, Keiko. Hi, Keiko.
And Keiko asks, if you could, from an artist point of view, tell us something about working with the Metropole Orchestra.
Well, it's certainly not the kind of thing you get to do every day. I mean, some artists probably do and get used to it, but for me it's very daunting in a way. You can't kind of, you know, even when we're doing rehearsals, you still got to try and be half good. You can't just be lazy and do nothing. You have to try, because all these people, they do this. I mean, I'm a musician for a living, but I don't play every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and most of these people, they play all the time. You know, they are truly, you know, accomplished players. So it's for somebody like me, you know, who usually does things on my terms, and usually my bar is lower than that. It's a pretty, it's pretty daunting. But, you know, it's so much fun when you get through all that work and you get to the final product, you know, and then everyone plays together, because that moment when players play together is when all of that stuff is history. You know, it's all, you give that all up and just throw yourself into the performance.
And that night was memorable, because the vibe in the Paradiso was really amazing.
Well, it's always kind of like that. And then I think the bullhorn kind of set the tone as well in the beginning of the show.
Istvan is asking by email, he has a few questions, I'll pick some. He says, has the song Bardo been considered for inclusion to the official State visit?
Not yet, but, you know, I'm open to suggestions. I'm not sure that I think it could be made to fit into it, but we're not doing a typical sort of down-tempo thing. You know, like I say, it's a little more dance-oriented, a little less down-tempo techno than might be in different circumstances, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And here I have a question from Glad and Valdi from the UK. They say, hello, Cohen Todd. Can you play Kaleidoscope, please? We were flying to Helsinki to catch the first Eurostate visit and are looking very much forward to it. And we'll also be at the Paradiso gig. Well, we're going to play that perhaps later on, but can you tell us something about that song, Kaleidoscope?
It's funny that people sometimes latch on to songs that don't make any sense to me. In a sense, I was kind of experimenting with a few things, trying to figure out a way I could turn like a very conventional kind of drum loop into a more interesting performance. And then I had, of course, had to write lyrics to it and come up with some sort of idea. And I got this whole sort of, you know, a lot of the album is about extremes and about cautionary tales, and so I got into this whole litany of extremes. And to me, the whole idea is that for the most part, you live in between the extremes. and that life is essentially navigating this, navigating the rapids that want to throw you against, you know, either extreme, and while you're trying to keep a path right down the middle.
I think it's it shows great talent to be able to write a song that doesn't make sense to the guy that wrote it.
Although most of the songs on this record didn't make sense to me afterwards. So my songwriting process has gotten very subconscious. I finish all the music first, and I may just have a title, a working title, have some vague idea what the song is about, and then I'll write all the lyrics and sing it like in the very final hour. And it's because I've written so many songs, I'm afraid that if I, you know, if I get too, the process becomes too conscious, it becomes difficult. You're too aware of like doing stuff that you've done before, repeating old habits and things like that. So I find that by pushing it off as long as possible and making it as much a subconscious process as I can, then more unexpected things come out. And yeah, often I have to figure out afterwards what they actually meant.
Todd Rundgren, te gast vanavond bij de NTR bij Radio 6 Soul and Jazz. Zometeen gaan we terug naar Paradiso, maar eerst heb ik een kleine surprise voor Todd.
Today, I am your chariot horse. Tomorrow, I'll be your albatross. Suspended by the finest thread no one could ever see. And when there's breathing in your ear, you put your faith in all you hear. But just how deep those feelings go, I have no way to know. If I was blind, would you still be my eyes? Or hide everything that you see, pretending to care about me? When all the time you're just
compositie van Todd Rundgren, Pretending to Care. How is it for a composer to listen to versions by other people?
Well, sometimes people try and do literally what you did in some sense or another. They get so enamored with it. And it's always great when somebody can hear it a different way. It's almost, you know, more fun to listen to when someone hears it a completely different way than the original has with this particular version. But
and you recognize the voice after two or three lines?
Yeah, of course. But
Mathilde Something, trouwens, was dat. Op een plaat van haar album, een wat oudere release, Carried Away. Pretending to Care. Mathilde Something, a great Todd Rundgren fan. And she was with us in the Paradiso.
It certainly was, yes. And to great effect, I might say. You know, that was the thing I missed the first time.
Yeah.
When we, you know, when we did the first performance, there were so many parts I thought could have benefited with a little bit of background singing, and I think that, you know, it was a great improvement, and it was certainly an honor to have Mathilde be our choir master for that particular for that performance.
Mariska Hekkenberg and Wouter Penders being the other two, and Wouter made all the arrangements, and of course they also are present at the new State CD, deluxe version with that extra bonus CD with that selections from that performance from November 11th last year. Here's a good example of Todd and the interaction with the background singers. I have a question about this song later, Todd, so pay attention.
Are drawn, the sound of afternoon is gone. The corner store has locked its door, and everyone has left for home. When their sleepy little heads snuggle into their beds, you and I will stay. Cannons gather rust, all the castles turn to dust. You
Thank you.
Todd Rundgren, Metropole Orkest, Steve Sedwell, Mathilde Santing, Wouter Penderis en Mariska Hekkenberg, de vocalisten. And I remember that during the rehearsals, Todd, you said that you rarely performed this song live.
Never.
Never.
Rarely. Once. That's about as rare as you can get.
Yeah.
That was the one performance.
So this was actually the first time you played it live?
Yeah.
Explain.
There's a lot of songs that don't make it out of the studio and onto the stage. Some of them are just, they're limited by the nature of the production. Like, it's difficult to reproduce it. In this particular instance, it was just a song that, it was an era when I was writing a lot of piano songs, and many of them were easy to perform by myself, but that one required a whole bunch of kind of pomp and circumstance, I guess. Didn't work as well as just a plain old piano song. At least not to my ear. So it never kind of got performed that much. In fact, at all. Okay.
So that was sort of a premiere.
It was a premiere.
But we also had a real world premiere, and that we're going to play right now. Todd Rundgren with the Metropole Orkest.
They will hide in every crevice, in any urn or cake. If you stand still for a second, they'll be crawling up your leg. And the stench that arises can leave you undone. For the air is foul with trappings, and the streets are soaked in gore, as they're tossed from open windows on the third and second floor. What is the sound of a plummeting frog? It's a sickening thwap like a rock in a bar. Scare the pets and clog the drains. The cow licked one and went insane. Those friggin' frogs, those fraggin' frogs, those friggin' frogs in every shape and size. That tell their wits thick, the tating eyes, and croak their mindless monologues. Those friggin' frogs. If I offend, then please forgive my liberal use of expletive. Those friggin' frogs. Frogs. Goes another toady. Spraying entrails on your boots as they're crowded off the rooftops by a wave of new recruits. To call it a plague isn't nearly enough. I've heard all the explanations and I've done what they suggest, but the changes to my lifestyle are unbearable at best. I'd nod on their legs till I long to throw up. When I comfort my wife, they abruptly disrupt. And the racket never seems to stop. Do they ever rest? Apparently not. Those friggin' frogs, those friggin' frogs. They frig, they frag, they frig, they frag. Despite the height, attack remains. We're drowning in amphibians. It's not just pouring cats and dogs. It's raining frogs. It's plain to see we've reached the state where one cannot exaggerate. Those friggin' frogs. It's there with me, titanium eyes. They cook their mindless monologues. Those friggin' frogs. If I offend them, please forgive my liberal use of expletive. Those friggin' frogs. For nearly a fortnight I've gone without sleep, while eternally blissful they bellow in peace. They climb on each other and mate while they hide. The result is a slimy, gelatinous cloud. The cistern and the watering holes, the swarm with slithery tadpoles. Those friggin' frogs, those fraggin' frogs, those friggin' fraggin' friggin' fraggin' friggin' fraggin' friggin' fraggin' frogs in every shape and size. That's there with entertaining eyes. They croak their mindless monologues. Those friggin' frogs. If I offend them, please forgive me. Despite the height, the fact remains, we're drowning in amphibians. It's not just raining cats or dogs, it's raining frogs. But it's just a sin, we've reached the state where one cannot exaggerate. The friggin'
Na Frogs hoorde je If I Have To Be Alone van Todd Rundgren met het Metropoolorkest. Dat was in Paradiso op 11 november vorig jaar. Maar deze stukken staan dus ook op die speciale dubbel cd. En Todd Rundgren is vanavond te gast hier bij CoLive. Het hele uur is hij hier. Zometeen om 11 uur natuurlijk Hammond Alive. Ja, yeah, that song. That we got a lot of response every time we played it on the air. That is...
It's funny, I didn't see the song. I didn't write for myself. You know, it was written for Up Against It, a musical for the public theater in New York. And even though I recorded you could say an album's worth of demos for the musical, they never did a cast recording or anything. And so the only, up until this point, the only documents of those songs were the demos that I had done, and they were all kind of my own little fake sounds and stuff like that. So even when the musical was performed live, they had like maybe a 6-piece band, something like that. Yeah. So to have it fully realized like that, which was my original vision, you know, that it would go all the way to Broadway, Up Against It would be a big hit, and they would have the biggest orchestra pit in the entire Broadway area, but never made it out of previews, as
but,
it were.
But do I understand that you have that particular piece of work as sketches in its completeness available?
The entirety of Up Against It was actually released in Japan. My demos of Up Against It was released in Japan, but nowhere else.
So it could be possible to do a whole orchestra production of it?
Certainly would be.
Maybe we should talk about
that. Yeah, okay. We'll need a bunch of singers for that, though. You know, it really is a music, a musicale. Musical.
No lack of singers here.
Okay.
Nou, misschien een nieuw plan geboren, je weet het niet. Todd Rundgren, hij is hier in de studio. En het uur is alweer bijna om. Todd, I think we're going to close the hour with the request from one of our listeners to play Kaleidoscope, because that is something that is more in the line of what you're going to do on June 4 in Paradiso.
So more or less, yeah.
But more than an orchestra performance.
Oh, yeah, certainly, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe people come in.
The only
say,
disadvantage of working with the Paradiso is we can't fit more people in. Working with the orchestra, we can't fit more people into the Paradiso. Yeah. You know, we just reach capacity at a certain point.
Yeah.
But so we'll be taking up a little less space, more space for people to come in and listen.
Okay. En wij gaan zo meteen via de e-mail bekendmaken wie de kaarten en wie de gesigneerde cd's hebben gewonnen. One listener, I can tell that your signed cd is on the way, because you email us all the way from San Diego. So Cindy, send us your address and we'll get that cd over there. And Todd Rundgren, thank you so much for spending time with us. And
it's always my pleasure. I wouldn't rather be anywhere else.
Thank you very much. And we'll see you June 4 in the Paradiso. Dit was hier in CoLive. Mr. Todd Rundgren. Blijf luisteren. Kaleidoscope door Todd Rundgren. En we gaan zo meteen via de e-mail dus bekendmaken wie allemaal een cd en kaartjes hebben gewonnen. Zometeen hebben we Hammond Alive, onze vaste rubriek. En hebben we weer een hele speciale gast bij. Want een van de grote pioniers die vaak genoemd wordt in die rubriek, die zal er zijn. En dat is Lonnie Smith.
Ben jij gelukkig getrouwd? Ik ook. www.secondlove.nl
Proefkonijnen, vier handen op één buik, Golden Oldies en Je zal het maar hebben zijn programma's bedacht door tv-professionals. Heb jij ook een goed of origineel programma-idee? Dan is dit je kans. Doe nu mee met de kijkerspitch van BNN en check de site tvlab.bnn.nl.
Radio 6, het is 11 uur.
Mark Visser met NOS Journaal. Directeur Kalon van de koepel van woningcorporaties Edis zegt dat was voorspeld dat de woningcorporaties een groot aantal bouwprojecten zouden stilleggen als ze een verhuurdersheffing moeten betalen. Door die heffing van 1,75 miljard houden ze niet genoeg over voor investeringen. Edis begrijpt dan ook de reactie niet van VVD, PvdA en D66. Die noemen de stop een onverantwoorde bouwstaking die schadelijk is voor de economie. Door het hele land hebben mensen vanavond tussen 7 en 8 uur kaarsjes voor het raam laten branden voor de broertjes Ruben en Julian uit Zeist, die een week geleden dood werden gevonden in een sloot in Koten. Het was na een oproep van de familie. De broertjes zijn waarschijnlijk door hun vader om het leven gebracht. Facebook gaat reclame blokkeren van aanbieders van illegale kansspelen. De kansspelautoriteit zegt dat de onafhankelijke toezichthouder het bij Facebook gaat melden als aanbieders hun reclame voor illegale kansspelen op Nederland richten. Die reclames worden dan niet zichtbaar. In Parijs is vanmiddag een demonstratie tegen het homohuwelijk gehouden. Het eerste grote protest sinds het homohuwelijk op 18 mei bij wet is toegestaan. Na de officiële demonstratie, waaraan volgens de politie 150.000 mensen deelnamen, kwam het tot opstootjes. De Nederlandse film Borgman van Alex van Warmerdam heeft op het filmfestival in Cannes geen prijs gewonnen. De Gouden Palm 2013 gaat naar de Franse film La Vida d'Elle over een lesbische relatie. Go Ahead Eagles keert na 17 jaar terug in de Eredivisie. De club verloor weliswaar met 1-0 van FC Volendam, maar had de eerste wedstrijd met 3-0 gewonnen. Rode JC blijft in de Eredivisie dankzij een 2-1 overwinning op Sparta. Het weer dan blijft droog. Morgen flinke periode met zon, minder wind en 16 tot 20.